Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
How do children and youth cope after a natural disaster like the High River flood of 2013? That's one of the many questions Dr. Julie Drolet and her team are addressing in a new study called the Alberta Resilient Communities Project. As Julie explains, one of the three streams of investigation looks at how youth can have a say in community preparedness and resiliency.
This stream acknowledges that youth are positioned as active social actors and experts in their own lives. And in this process, youth will be actively engaged in contributing to community resilience by being involved in a number of activities. Some of them are media-based, and so they'll be working directly with the academic researchers and community-based researchers to inform them about what their needs are and what they would like to see. This will be conducted through a social innovation lab process that Dr. Robin Cox of Royal Roads University is actively involved with.
According to Dr. Julie Drolet, the project will also look at the role of key community influencers and the problems young children face. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.